Letter from the Rebbe in the Holy Letters. This is letter number 1185. It's dated Tes El Tovshin. The Rebbe is sending this to a fellow named Nochum Doiv, Denberg is his name here, and it's a letter written in Yiddish, Shalom of Racham. The Rebbe says, I was happy from the visit from your sons and daughter. They visited me, especially from regards that they gave from you, and also the note, the Pidyon Nefesh. When I will be on the resting place for my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will read your Pidyon Nefesh, and I'm sure that he is going to arouse great mercy, that all that your requests shall become fulfilled, that which you write in your Pidyon Nefesh very soon, and you'll be able to write and let me know good news in that matter. For sure you know that this month of Elul, my father-in-law used to refer to it the month of accounting. Hashem Yisbarach, God bless it, gave it to all of us to make an accounting from the previous year and also to make good resolutions for the coming year that is coming for all of us. In the Medrash it states that this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Jews to do, he does so himself. So it's understood that in this month of mercy, Elul, God himself also makes a counting for all the good things that Jews have done in the past months from the year. So let me add in a parenthesis, the bad things God doesn't make a calculation, because for sure Jews will do teshuva, so the bad things will be erased and nothing will be left to them, so there's no accounting to be made from the bad things. So the only thing that God makes is the good things. But the good things, they remain for eternity. So as a beginning from the head of the month of Elul, makes an accounting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate good, he makes the accounting with a good eye, and he is ready to give for all Jews from his open, holy, full, holy, open, and wide hand, everything that they need. And of course, if the Jews accept upon themselves good resolutions for the coming year, Hashem takes that into consideration, into the accounting, and this increases their merits and the reward from the merits that the Jew has. Last year, with Hashem's help, I'm not sure, the Yiddish is a little boring. Your hot is Bez Hashem. He says, you increased the funding of the free loan and also brought in the Sefer Torahs, and you also supported in the religious educational institution. This is a merit which is connected with many, besides your individual matters of Torah and mitzvahs that you do as an individual. So, therefore, I'm certain that Hashem Yisbarach took it all into accounting, and he will add in the measure of kindness and mercy of his, and he'll give you a ksivach simatoyva shana toyva msuka, and that includes good health, and that you should be able to grow in the study of Torah, in charity, and in tefillah b'tzibur. A personal regards from me, you'll receive from your children, may they live. I want to mention here that which I have overgiven lightly, and I asked that you should organize a Hasidisha for Brengen once or several times, and certainly by a Hasidic gathering, it'll be aroused with love for the fellow Yid, love for Torah, love for Hashem, and they will bless you also with long life and good years, with blessings for good health, Sharatev Musuka, and the Rebbe sending him the receipt for the Pidyon Nefesh money that he had sent.